Regarding the story of Prophet Noah, the Quran says in chapter 11, verses 25 to 36, "We sent Noah to his nation. I am a warner for you and a bearer of glad tidings. Worship none except Allah. I fear for you the punishment of a painful day." The unbelieving council of his nation said, "We do not see you other than a human like ourselves, and we see your followers as none but the lowliest of amongst us, and their opinion is not to be considered. We do not see you superior to us, rather we consider you liars." Noah said, "What do you think, my nation? If I have a clear proof from my Lord, and he has given me mercy from him, though it is hidden from you, can we compel you to accept it when you hate it? My nation, for this I do not ask of your wealth, for my wage is only with Allah, nor will I drive away the believers, for surely they will meet their Lord. But I can see that you are ignorant. Were I to drive away my nation, who would help me from Allah? Will you not remember? I do not say that I possess the treasures of Allah, and I do not know the unseen. I do not say I am an angel, nor do I say that those whom you despise, Allah will not give them any good. Allah knows best what is in their hearts. Indeed, if this were so, then I would be amongst the harm-doers." They said, "O Noah, you have disputed and disputed too much with us. Bring, upon us that which you have promised us, if what you say is true." He replied, "Allah will bring it, upon you if he will. You will never frustrate him. Nor will my sincere counsel benefit you if I sincerely desire to counsel you, if Allah desires to lead you astray. He is your Lord, and to him you shall return." Or do they say, "He has fabricated it," himself. Say, "If I have fabricated it, then the sin rests upon me. I reject the sins you do." And it was revealed to Noah, "None of your nation will believe except whosoever has already believed. Do not distress yourself with what they may do."